Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, we start off with this question this morning. They asked 100 folks, men and women, if you, which would be people, if you could have if you could have $1 million or your pet, which one would you take? 90% of women say there's no way they would trade their pet for $1 million. 60% of men, however, said they would keep their pet over $1 million.
I thought so you were going to say they give up their girlfriend's pet for $1 million.
That's a whole different survey. That'd be rather tough, though. I don't know. If I don't have a dog right now, but if you know, someone came to the door with $1 million check and said, "Here, we want to take your doggy." And those sad eyes would look at you as the doggy is taken away. I don't know. I just don't know. I think most folks, as the survey shows here, would probably keep the pet and not the million. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Does someone just come to your door with $1 million check?
No. Yeah, exactly. No, my wife heard some noise, and she says, "I don't know what that clatter was." I'm like going, okay, I didn't hear anything, but...
You know, never a dull moment. No, I completely
agree with you. It's I don't know. I could...
I don't know. Those eyes.
Yeah, if you caught me on the right moment, right? One of the dogs just chewed something up.
In a moment of anger, take the million. Oh, yeah. Man. Well, anyway, October means Halloween and trick or treat. And you guys at Care Animal Hospital, no trick, but a good treat here. It's the big pet costume contest going on. Russ, tell us about this thing.
Yeah, so we're running a contest for the month of October. It's pet contest, costume contest. So you can dress your dog or your cat or your small pocket pet up in a Halloween costume of some sort. Post a picture. I've got a post on our Facebook page. That's the costume contest post. Post the picture of your pet there, and the dog that gets the most likes, the cat that gets the most likes, and the pocket pet that gets the most likes will win a prize.
All right. Do we know what the prize is? Oh, a basket of goodies.
Well, a basket of goodies specifically designed for cat, dog, or pocket pet.
I see. So depending on which pet you have, you would get the goodies that would coincide with their goodie needs.
Exactly.
Nice. Well,
the hamster didn't necessarily need the dog bone.
No. Here, chew on that for a while. Now, yeah. I've got three guinea pigs upstairs, so I said should probably suggest to my daughter that she get busy on costumes.
Win a guinea pig basket.
So it's as simple as taking a photograph, right? And then just submitting
it. Taking a photo and posting it onto the post that we have there for the contest. And now, if you get the most likes,
you get the goodies. Now, how many years have you done this, Dr. Russ?
This is the first year.
Oh, you haven't done this? This is the inaugural.
This is the inaugural
costume
year.
Contest. So have you gotten many entries so far? I mean, I'm curious to find out what people are dressing up their pets as.
You know, to be honest, I haven't looked.
Okay.
But we can go there right now.
Through the magic of the interweb, can go there.
You know, that's the crazy thing about today's world, right?
I mean, the possibilities are endless. You know, could be political, pop culture. You could have a Karen dog, or you know, a Trump dog.
Now that'd be something, wouldn't it?
You could use your creative juices and go wherever you need to go with this. So the pet costume contest.
No, I'm going to say as of right now, we don't have a whole lot of posts. So
okay, so let's get going, people out there. I want you to dress up your pet and take a picture. and get it to Dr. Russ and Care Animal Hospital for the big pet costume contest. What is the deadline for this, Dr. Russ?
The 31st.
October 31st. Halloween. So you've got plenty of time to form your idea, get the costume together, and again, three different categories, canines, felines, and pocket pets. Dr. Russ, if folks want to visit you guys, you're open 7 days a week.
We are. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 7. Saturday, we're open 8:30 to 2. And Sundays, we're open 10:30 to 3. And you can catch us at 262-694-6515 or careanimalhospital.com, or we're Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie on Facebook.